We're joined in studio by our Ricky Meese, and boy, what a morning on the roads out on I-80 and here in downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah, Doug, and we're going to start with the downtown area. Now, if you're trying to get to Davis County, listen, because you cannot, we do have this closure westbound. The crash that actually involved the pedestrians occurred at 4th South and 5th West, but westbound traffic is closed at 400 West. So if you need to get to Davis County, you need to get to I-15 at 600 North. Now, I-80, that's a whole nother mess, and crews are going to be out there for quite some time. Now, westbound still remains closed completely at exit 77. The crash that's been affecting traffic, there's been this closure between exits 77 and 84 there by Grantsville. Eastbound traffic, that's where we're seeing most of the delays. They're going to let you by, but it's only on the right shoulder, so it's still going to take a while for you to get through that mess. Westbound still closed on I-80. So if you're going to be traveling this portion of Tooele County, you may want to plan ahead and delay your travel time. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.